Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Georgia Senate runoff.
Vote, vote, vote. Flood the polls.
Walker versus Warnock.
We are going to win.
Power outage drags on.
Stringing power cords, eating cold ham.
Raising a glass to an Emmy-winning actress.
Hey, everybody, guess what? We got married!
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A month after Election Day, it's round two, the runoff in Georgia to decide who serves in the U.S. Senate. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock or Republican Herschel Walker. CBS's Nicole Killian reports on the final push for support.
I'm ready.
After weeks in overtime, it's Election Day again in Georgia.
So let's carry this thing all the way to the finish line.
The campaigning.
So let's go Warnock some doors.
Canvassing.
This is Herschel Walker.
And calling all comes down to this.
I want you to vote.
I'm going to get out and vote, vote, vote.
At this Atlanta area diner, voters say they're finally ready to see what today's runoff will serve.
I feel like things are a toss-up. It could go either way.
The Democrats have control already, but just getting another voice in there, Republican voice, so I'm for that.
Now to North Carolina, CBS's Mark Strassman has the latest on the effort to restore power after two substations were shot up and disabled in one county over the weekend.
Traffic lights are out. Generators are on. And people in Moore County, North Carolina, feel challenged by crisis.
It's devastating.
What's the temperature in the house?
Right now it's probably about 55.
Steve and Meg Wilkins are bracing for another uncomfortable night.
Tick you off?
Absolutely. This is not what I wanted to be doing today, trying to live by flashlights in the evening.
Roughly 35,000 customers are without power and will be for most of the week. The U.S. has 55,000 substations. Earlier this year, 60 Minutes profiled how lightly protected and vulnerable they often are.
There's very few number of substations you need to take out in the entire United States to knock out the entire grid.
Taking out fewer than 20 critical substations all at once could black out the entire country, the way Moore County looks today.
Overseas, power and water are the targets in Ukraine as Russia steps up its cold weather attacks. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
It was a frenzied attack on cities and towns across Ukraine. But Moscow's assault might have been far worse were it not for Ukrainian missile defense forces shooting most of the missiles out of the sky.
Yes, contact!
But that's small comfort for those who've paid the ultimate price, including Olha Trosina's two neighbors. They were seeing off their son and daughter-in-law, she says. They went outside to wave goodbye, and they were killed. Russia has ruthlessly been targeting Ukraine's energy grid. In Kherson, volunteers now have little choice but to cook meals over open fires so that people have something hot to eat.
A new fire at a Russian airport's been blamed on a Ukrainian drone strike. There were two others at air bases yesterday. Ukraine has not confirmed its forces carried out the attacks. Nearly 2 years after the January 6th attack, law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol will be honored at a ceremony today. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
Capitol Police Officer Shay Cooney says not a day goes by she doesn't recall January 6th.
You could see the anger. You could see the hostility.
Capitol Police Lieutenant Ted Hopkins first tried to stop the mob in the Capitol Visitor Center before racing to the U.S. House Chamber after rioters sought to breach the door of the Speaker's lobby.
It's important to relate how bad it really was. The verbal abuse from the actual physical assaults to the chemicals.
Congress passed formal legislation to bestow medals to the police agencies present, making it a special day not just for the officers who saved the Capitol, but their families too.
I mean, obviously the worst day of his life, but without a doubt the worst day of our life.
Kathleen Dobie Call says her son, a five-year Capitol officer, still works for the agency, but rarely speaks about January 6th and likely carries trauma from it. Today, she says she'll be beaming with pride.
He's very humble. He doesn't like to be called a hero, but he's my hero.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let TruGreen do your lawn care. Visit TruGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Cheers star Kirstie Alley, a two-time Emmy winner, has died of cancer at 71. Her daughters said on social media the diagnosis was recent. On the hit NBC show in the 1980s and 90s, Alley played Rebecca Howe, who had a habit of falling in love fast.
I love Don with all my heart. And until he finds out how screwed up I am and he dumps me, we are going to have the most wonderful marriage.
Her efforts to lose weight over the years were well chronicled. Alley played a fictionalized version of herself in the Showtime series Fat Actress and dealt with the same issues in a reality series called Kirstie Alley's Big Life. And she finished second on Dancing with the Stars in 2011. Well, there's been a plea deal in a high-profile shooting, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
They were screams in a Los Angeles neighborhood last year that went viral. Now, the man who shot and wounded Lady Gaga's dog walker and stole her dogs has been sentenced to 21 years in prison. Police say James Howard Johnson shot Ryan Fisher after driving around different L.A. communities looking for French bulldogs. They believe the Gaga connection was simply a coincidence. Another accomplice will be sentenced next year.
Disgraced attorney Michael Avenatti, already serving a five-year prison term for stealing book proceeds from Stormy Daniels, has now been sentenced to 14 years in a California fraud case. And he's been ordered to pay more than $10 million in restitution after admitting he cheated clients out of millions. Well, buying an electric vehicle can be a learning experience, and the first stop to getting one could be the most important one in the process. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has more in our Eye on EVs series.
When you want to buy an EV, who should you call first?
The company that will make sure that you can continue to operate your vehicle.
Melissa Washington with Commonwealth Edison says
you'll learn about what savings you can experience, the incentives.
Can the grid handle an influx of EVs? Washington says yes.
We've invested in the system over the years.
Sam Abul El-Samad with Guidehouse Insights e-mobility research service says the grid is the weak point,
particularly in certain parts of the country.
Larry Dominique, head of Alfa Romeo North America, is an electrical engineer by background, and tells CBS News Radio he thinks the grid will be okay.
The batteries are getting so good, the charging can be done pretty quickly.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A rock band is tuning up for a court battle.
Guns N' Roses has filed a lawsuit against a Texas gun store for using the band's name in its name. The store's called Texas Guns N' Roses. It sells weapons, ammo, and fresh flowers. But according to the lawsuit, the band says it falsely suggests a connection. Apparently, they sent the store a cease and desist when they learned about the name back in 2020, but the gun shop ignored it. Now the band not only wants the store to change its name, but pay damages, too. A lawyer for the shop's owner says they plan to fight it. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Well, you can add this to Tom Brady's long list of accomplishments.
Underneath, and touchdown, Rashad White.
On ESPN, Brady tossed two TD passes in the final 3 minutes to lead the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to an improbable 17-16 comeback win over New Orleans. Just like we drew it up, he said later. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.